AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Boston Marathon bomber has been sentenced to death.
The jury deliberated for parts of 3 days before deciding Johar Tsarnaev should get the death penalty. Tsarnaev was convicted last month on all 30 federal counts against him. 17 of them carried the possibility of death. The defense had admitted his guilt, putting its focus on saving his life during the penalty phase by shifting the blame to Tsarnaev's older brother. The prosecutor said Tsarnaev was an equal partner who knew what he was doing. The decision means Tsarnaev is sentenced to die by lethal injection. I'm Sagar Meghani.
The National Transportation Safety Board has interviewed the Amtrak engineer. His train derailed in Philadelphia Tuesday night. NTSB says it found him extremely cooperative, but it says engineer Brandon Bostian said he couldn't recall what happened in the crash. A friend of his who lives in Memphis says his friend is suffering.
Knowing Brandon as well as I do, there's not a person in this world that feels as bad as he does.
Friends, family, and teachers gathered today in New York City for the funeral of a promising young naval officer.
The community said goodbye to Justin Zemser at a Long Island funeral chapel. Andrew Wettstein, Zemser's high school biology teacher, says the 20-year-old Naval Academy midshipman was the most amazing student he's had in 16 years of teaching.
He just lit up the room. He made everyone around him better. There's a crew of about 10 young men who would not be in college and not be doing chasing their goals without him pushing them.
Zemser, a high school valedictorian, football captain, and student body president, was one of 8 passengers killed in Tuesday's crash. Warren Levinson, New York.
No survivors aboard that U.S. military helicopter that crashed on earthquake duty in Nepal. 6 Marines and 2 Nepalese soldiers were killed in the crash. This is AP Radio News. With police under increasing scrutiny after highly publicized deaths of black suspects, President Barack Obama today called on Americans to honor law enforcement heroes by working harder to heal rifts with communities they serve. At the National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the Capitol, Obama said relationships between police and the communities they serve need to improve.
We can work harder as a nation to heal the rifts that still exist in some places between law enforcement and the people you risk your lives to protect.
A 20-year-old St. Louis man has been indicted on felony assault and weapons charges linked to a March shooting that wounded 2 police officers during a protest in Ferguson, Missouri. An attorney for the family of a 20-year-old Detroit man fatally shot by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent says at least one of the bullets struck him in the back. I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.